It's fabric that senses stuff. How much more future tech can you get? Welcome back to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is audio blog number 29. Hey, techie community, welcome back, and thank you so much for joining me here for our audio blog number 29. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share if you are enjoying the show. I hope you all had a safe and absolutely fun Halloween weekend. It's kind of crazy how fast this year has just flown by. Like, I popped into CVS Pharmacy this weekend just to pick up a couple of things, and the Christmas gear was already out. Like, I guess we've given up on being grateful and skipped Thanksgiving altogether. I'm halfway done with my holiday shopping. Yes, like, I get it. We're all preparing for the holidays. Shipping is going to be crazy this year, so if you haven't started, I suggest that you do. However, that doesn't mean that I need to see the holiday gear, like, lining the walls of stores when I do bother to actually get out of the house this year. I don't know. I just felt like it was just a little too early. I mean, Halloween barely finished, and literally I'm looking at, you know, wreaths and stuff in the store, but regardless, I don't know. It just seemed kind of crazy. So my apologies for the little rant there. I know that was kind of out of the blue, but yeah, I just think we need to slow down a little this year. Just slow down a little this year. Anyhow, this week in tech news, Capacitivo, or in regular terms so that we can all understand it, smart fabric, people. Smart fabric. Capacitivo. So I ran into this article in Mashable Tech written by Jordan Aaron. And Jordan, thank you for sharing this incredible new piece of technology. Like, it's just absolutely mind-blowing what this fabric can do. So the piece is, first of all, Jordan's piece on this was beautifully put together with really short lines of text and an awesome video with ambient sounds as you're watching this amazing fabric sense stuff like fruits and water as it's placed onto it. I love seeing future tech today. Like, I absolutely adore seeing new technology. I grew up watching the Jetsons and Star Wars, Back to the Future, and sci-fi that is real nowadays. Stuff that back in the day we were watching and thinking it was just crazy, but it's actually here. So it's not often when I find a new piece of technology that I can't even remember seeing in a movie or a cartoon from like the early 80s. That's why I think this story really stood out to me. It's fabric that senses what is being placed on it. You have to check the story out. Of course, I'm linking to it through our show notes page, but it's almost creepy and so unbelievably cool all at once. Like, I keep thinking about how it'll end up being used. Like, it's not something that's gonna disappear and we won't ever hear about it after this story from Jordan or myself. Obviously, this is something that's gonna roll out to the market in the future, and I'm just curious as to what it is people are planning to do with it. I guess I don't understand the application. It's awesome. It's just I don't get it. And I think because of Halloween throughout the weekend and, you know, the Halloween mindset, and I've enjoyed, you know, different horror podcasts throughout the weekend and so forth. But I think because of that mindset, every time I think about this fabric, I swear to you, I keep coming up with the Black Mirror type scenarios. Have you guys seen the show on Netflix? It's like the Twilight Zone scenarios, okay? And that's all I can come up with when it comes to this fabric. I'm not sure what it is people would do with it. And so I'm curious, what is it that you would do with fabric that senses stuff. What is it you would use this fabric for? How would you apply it in either your business or your daily life? Help me get out of the Black Mirror scenarios on this fabric, people. I was super blown away by it, and I just thought it was awesome tech that I wanted to share with you guys. I will be sure to include a link to Jordan's article in our show notes page. You can find it over at technology-equality.com/audio blog number 29. Be sure to go check out that article. It is just, it's an outstanding piece of technology. And be sure to drop me a line over at info@technology-equality.com. Again, that's info@technology-equality.com. And let me know what it is you would use this fabric for. And while you're at it, don't forget to check out the all new line of products in the Technology Equals Equality store. Yes, we have a fall line. Yes, there are Thanksgiving designs because I chose to not skip the holiday and be grateful. So hopefully you choose to check those out as well. Be sure to subscribe, like, and share if you're enjoying the show. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions. Enjoy the week.